It's Friday afternoon, the perfect time to celebrate one of our finest local resources. It's Craft Beer on the Bay, brought to you with a little help from the Liquor Pump, 8535 Old Harford Road in Parkville. Empty? Fill up at the pump.
Hi, this is Jefferson, the craft beer guy. Imagine a party where 2.6 million people have the chance to come together and celebrate the good things in life. Well, imagine no more. The 9th annual Baltimore Beer Week is on now. There are events all day, every day, all the way through Sunday the 22nd. Earlier today, the annual Baltimore Beer Legends Hall of Fame luncheon took place at Heavy Seas Ale House on the edge of Little Italy. During the luncheon, Bill Oliver and John and Daniel Barnett's were inducted. And just a couple of hours ago, another traditional event, the King of the Pins, took place at Metropolitan in Mount Vernon. Here's Baltimore Beer Week co-founder Joe Gold.
Numerous breweries in town submit a pin of ale, 4.5 gallons, and the first one that kicks is the King of the Pins. So it is awesome. People rush in there. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday, and it feels like it's New Year's Eve. It's a lot of fun.
There are so many things to do and places to go. Just find ones that look like fun and rejoice that we have beer in our world.
And then Saturday, we give the opening tap celebration, the Baltimore Beer Week opening tap celebration, followed directly by the Das Best Oktoberfest at M&T Bank Stadium. So that's the biggest party of the week, and that's on the Saturday. And then there's hundreds of events the rest of the week. They're all at BaltimoreBeerWeek.com. You can check it out there. And events are listed chronologically by day, then by time. And you can search areas of town. You can search for venues. You can search for sponsors. There's tons of things to see on the website, for sure.
One of the many cool events is the Real Ale Festival at Pratt Street Ale House across from the Inner Harbor.
It's all cask ales. It'll be at the Pratt Street Ale House on that Sunday. And what a great way to spend an afternoon drinking real cask-conditioned ale all at one location, and you get to taste probably 30 different kinds in one outing. And that doesn't happen just about anywhere all year long.
It's Baltimore Beer Week. Time for a craft beer. Cheers!